We turn our attention now to Tehillim Yud Zayin, Tehillim 17, Tefila LeDavid. This is not Lam Natseach, not Mizmor, not Michtom. This time, this is Tefila, a prayer of David's. David turns to the Ribono Shel Olam and says, Shimo Hashem Tzedek, God, listen to my tefillah, which is tzedek. What does it mean that my tefillah is tzedek? Well, wait a moment and see the parallel second half of the pasuk. Hakshiva rinosi, listen to my rino, to my song, which is a word for prayer. Hazino tefillasi, listen to my prayer. Below sifsei mirmo, without deceitful lips. So that the phrase below sifsei mirmo, without deceit, honestly, sincerely, without hypocrisy, that's the meaning of the word tzedek too. As Radak puts it, zehu tzedek, zehu below sifsei mirmo. David prays, Ribono Shel Olam, listen to my prayers which are sincere. What is his prayer? Milfonecha mishpoti yeitze, einecha sechezeno meishorim. May my justice, my judgment, come from you. Your eyes will behold what is right. Now here we have an interesting machlokes, if you will, a debate between Radak and his father as to the meaning of this pasuk and thereby the meaning of the entire psalm. I'll just give you the father's approach, Radak's father's approach, for the first few psukim, and then we'll take it the rest of the way with the son, with Radak himself. Radak says that Adoni Ovizal, my master, my father, said that David here is praying with reference to the sin of Bathsheba, the sin of adultery, murder, taking a man's wife and then sending the man to the battlefield to be killed. It is, of course, one of the central episodes in David's life. It's a sin for which others never forgave him and always taunted him about his sinfulness, and a sin for which David himself did a very intensive repentance all of his life from that point on. So here, David turns to the Ribono Shel Olam. This is the Radak's father's take on this. He turns to the Ribono Shel Olam and says, Milfotecha mishpoti yetzei. May my mishpat, my judgment, leave. May it go away, God. Forgive me. Shalotish peteni bo. Do not judge me in accordance with my sin. But rather, einecho techezeno meishorim. Look at the good that I have done. Don't look at the sin. In the words of Radak's father, Shofteni berov zechu yosai velo bozeh he'avon. Judge me because of the good things that I've done, the many good things that I've done, and don't look at this sin. Let my merits outweigh my sin. Bochanto libi pokadeto lailo. You searched my heart. You investigated me that night. That night that I sinned, you looked into me, and Zamosi Balyavor Pi, you didn't find me innocent. You didn't find me innocent, and therefore I wish that I had never said to you, God, as David does say later in Kapitel Chavov, Pasuk Beis, Bichoneni Hashem Venaseni. God, test me, try me. I wish I had never said, because I once said that to you, v'nichshalti bo, and I failed. I didn't pass the test. So Zamosi, my thoughts, bal ya'avor pi, I wish I had never said them. Lifu'ulos odom bidvar sefosecha. As far as the matters of man, this is still following Radak's father's approach. When it comes to matters of man, to man's deeds, that you commanded him right and wrong, ani shomarti orchos poritz, I didn't follow them. But rather, I followed the evil man's ways. I followed the ways of the lawless people, of the poritz, of those who have no law, who do not follow law. And Radak's father takes this approach further. Radak himself rejects his father's approach. He also outlines the approach of Rabbi Avraham ibn Ezra and rejects that too. And his approach is that David here is once again praying with reference to his enemies. And he is saying to God, God, when you judge me in my battle with my enemies, Milfonecha mishpati yetze, I want you to find me right. Judge me, judge them, and find that I am righteous. I am the one who passes the test of mishpat. Einecha techezeno meshorim. We're back now to looking at the Radak's own approach to Pasuk Beis. Einecha techezeno meshorim. God, see that the meshorim, the right, the correct way is with me, and the incorrect way is with them. And this Radak sets as the theme for the rest of the perek. God, it's me against them, help me against them, judge me favorably, judge them guilty. And Pasuk Gimel, Bochanto libi, Pokadeto laila, you tested me. You tested me in the daytime, Bochanto libi. You tested me at night, which is a time when a person's thoughts are wandering all over the place because he's not working. He's not busy and preoccupied. You tested me and you found me innocent. Zamosi balya avorpi. All of my thoughts did not go past my mouth, meaning kafi kain libi. Whatever I thought, I spoke, whatever I spoke was sincere. Zamosi balya avorpi. And just as I myself am careful, so too I encourage others to be righteous. Lifu'ulos odom bidvar sefosecho ani shomarti ochot sporitz. When it comes to the work, the deeds, the actions of other men, with reference to your instructions to them, the words of your lips, God, ani shomarti, I guarded them against orchotz poritz. I guarded them against following the ways of the lawless. So ani shomarti here does not mean I kept, but rather I guarded, I watched against. Radak gives a classic example of this. Parshas Bereishis. Lishmor es derech eitz hachayim. The malach is placed to watch Lishmor, to watch the approach to the Eitz HaChayim. What does that mean? Limnoa ho'odom shelo yelech bo. Lishmor means to watch against another person's violating, trespassing. Shomer ha'pardes, pasuk in Nehemiah. So here too, ani shomarti, I watch the ways, lest they follow the ways of the poritz, of the lawless person. And therefore, God, tomoch ashurai b'ma'aglusecha, support my ways, my footsteps, that they go in your way. In your path. Bal nomotu fo'omoi. Protect me so that my footsteps, my legs, do not, are not moved, are not pushed aside. This is a prayer, at least the way Radak looks at it. Tamoch is makor bimkom tzivui. It's like shomor es yom ha-shabbos, which means keep the day of Sabbath. Tamoch ashuroi, support my footsteps. b'maglosecha, to go in your path. Bal nomotu fo'omoy, make sure that my legs are not removed from the proper path. Ani kerosicha kisa aneni el. God, I call upon you because I am confident that you are the one who can answer me. For Adak, this key is because. I call upon you because you can answer me. Ki botachti b'choshet ta'aneni va'ata yochol li'ozreni. Words of Radak. I am certain, I am confident, I trust that you will answer me. And therefore, hat oznecha li, bend your ear toward me, shema imrosi, listen to my statement, to my prayer. That's for me. As far as them, as far as your enemies, haflei chasodecha moshiach osim. God, you who are the one who protects, who saves, who rescues those who trust in you, haflei chasodecha, remove your kindness, mi miskomemim biminecha, from those who would stand up against your right hand, those who are your enemies. The word haflei therefore means keep away, separate, like v'hiflesi vayom hahu, v'niflinu ani v'amcho mikol ha'om. Separate your chasadim, separate your chasadecha from these miskomemim, these enemies, these who stand up against you. They stand up against you, b'minecha, because they oppose me. Yes, hamordim bi, says David. Words of Radak again. Those who rebel against me, David, mordim b'cho, also rebel against you. So it's not mi miskomemim b'mi ni, but b'minecha, because by opposing me, God, they oppose you. Shomreini, protect me, ki ishon bas oyen, as the apple of the eye, as the dark spot in the center of the eye, which is the center of vision, so delicate, so sensitive, that it's protected. Bitzel kenofecho tastireini, shelter me in the shadow of your wings, protect me. Mipnei, now, for Radak, the key word in Pasuk Ches, Shomreini, protect me. Now, there's a list that follows it. First of all, protect me ki ishon basoyin. Secondly, protect me b'tzeel k'nofecho tastireini. And now that Shomreini is still an active functioning word in the next Pasuk, as if it read, Shomreini mipnei rishoim zu shaduni. Protect me against the wicked who have looted me, who have attacked me. The word zu here suggests Radak is like asher. Protect me, Shomreini, from these rishoim asher shaduni, who have attacked me. As we find the pasuk in Yeshaya, zu chotonulu, to whom asher chotonulu, whom we have sinned against. And again, the word Shomreini is still working. Shomreini, oivai benefesh yakifu olai. Protect me against the enemies who are after my life, who surround me, who want to envelop me, who want to trap me. Shomreini. Now David refers to the nature of these people. These people are materialistic, they're crass, they're sunk in greed and sensuality, and all their striving is only for things of this world. They're entirely material people, so much so that chelbomo sogru pimo dibru vegeus, their fat has closed their mouths. They are so fat from their pleasures and their indulgences that they're rolling. Their flesh is folding over their mouths, and therefore they speak with such arrogance. Chelbomo sogru pimo dibru vegeus. Ashurenu ato sivavunu is the ksiv, sivavuni is the kri. God, against these people who are fat with sensuality and indulgence, now they have encircled our footsteps. Our footsteps. Einehem yoshisu lintos ba'oretz. They have placed their eyes upon us. They're looking at us. They're glaring, gazing at us because they want to remove us. They want to entrap us in the earth. Now, on this pasuk Yud Aleph, Ashureinu ato kri kisiv, it's spelled Sivavunu. Our footsteps now, they have encircled us, but we read it, Ashureinu ato sivavuni, that they have encircled me. Now, Radak has an approach to ksiv ukri, when something is written and spelled one way, but read another way according to our Mesorah, according to our traditions of words which are written one way and are read and spoken another way. And that is that both forms have meaning. The kri is the essential meaning, but that does not mean that the kesiv, the written, is a mistake. It also has meaning. So for Radak, Ashureinu atosavavunu would mean, God, our footsteps, they have now surrounded us, us being, words of Radak, Olov v'alcha ve'rov shehislaketu imo bevorcho mipnei shol. David is speaking not only on behalf of himself, but on behalf of his entire group of allies, of friends. They have encircled us, Sivavunu, but the kri is, Sivavuni al-atzmo. David is saying they've encircled me, because after all, it's me that they're after. It's me, as the word, as Radak says, ki hu ho'ikor. It's me they're after, not the others. They've surrounded all of us, but their intent is to entrap me. Dimyono ka'aryeh. They are like a lion. And we know who the lion is. The lion is Sheol. Earlier in Kapitel Zion, in chapter 7, we saw Sheol compared to a lion. A king is a lion. Pen yitrof ka'aryeh nafshi, lest he tear me apart like a lion tears apart his prey. So here too, they're like a lion, yichsof litrof, who yearns to spring and pounce upon his prey. V'chachafir yoshev b'mistorim, like a young lion lying in wait, lying in hiding, waiting to pounce upon his victim. These are the enemies of David. And David prays against them, Kumo Hashem, God, rise. Kadmo fonov, beat him to it. Attack him before he has a chance to attack me. Hachriyehu, decisively punish him. Palto nafshi, save my soul, me rosho charbecha, from this rosho, this wicked man, who is your sword. And here is an important concept. David recognizes that although his enemy is a rosho, a wicked, evil person, nevertheless, this rosho is nothing less than the instrument of God. He is charbecha, he is your instrument. As Yeshaya HaNavi calls Ashur, Hoy Ashur Shevet Api. Ashur, the Assyria, the enemy of the Jewish people, is nothing more than Shevet Api, than the rod of God's wrath, the staff of God's wrath, the instrument of God's punishment. So David felt that this Rosha is indeed your sword, so save me from your sword. And again, just as in Pasuk Hey, Vav, Pasuk Ches and Tes, the word Shomreini is as if there's a colon after Shomreini, and it means protect me, God, from everything listed, Ki Yishom Basoyin, from Rashoyim Zushaduni, from Oivai Benefesh. Here too, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, this Palto Nafshi, God, save my soul, not only refers to the immediate subsequent phrase, Me Rosho Charbecha, but rather it continues into Pasuk Yudalit. God, palto nafshi, save my soul, mimisim yodcha, from the people who are your hand, from people on earth who again are the hand of God. Just like charbecha, the sword of God, so too they are the hand of God lifted up from me. Mimisim yodcha Hashem, palto nafshi. God, save me from the people who are your hand, God's hand. Mimsim mechelet, save me from these people. And again, he describes these people as what we would call today olam hazeniks, people who are only interested in this world, in material pleasures, and only are interested in indulging themselves and their families. They fatten not only themselves, but their families too, as we will see. They are people who mimsim mecheled. They are people of this world. Chelkom b'chayim. Their entire portion is this life. Olam hazeh. They don't think about olam habo. But rather, utzefuncha tamale vitnam. Your treasures they look at as the things that can fill their bellies. That's all they're interested in. Yispa uvonin, not only do they fill your bellies, but they fill the bellies of their children. They stuff their children with pleasure and indulgence. Vihinichu yisram la'olulehem. They leave over their all, leave over their, they bequeath everything to their children. That's, again, the theme, according to Radak. These people are your enemies. They are Rishoyim. They are totally involved only in this world. They don't see beyond it. As opposed to me, says David, Ani, but me, B'tzedek echezefonecha. God, I hope with tzedek, with my righteousness, to see your face, meaning to encounter God in the next world. I am interested in matters which are eternal, in seeing the so-called face of God. That's what I want. I want olam haba, not le'echol ulehisanei kamohem, not just to indulge in the delights and pleasures of this world. Espa, I will one day be full too, be satiated, but not as they. They are yispu uvonim. They're interested in their bellies, tamale vitnam. I am also looking to the time when I will be satiated, but I want to be satiated with a vision. B'hokitz, I want to see when I am awake, temunasecha, your image. I want to see the image of God, the quintessential olam haba. That's what I want to see. I want to see it in the next world. Ani v'tzedek echezefonecha. Espa avahokitz t'munasecha is David's way of contrasting himself from those enemies who are the sword and hand of gods who only indulge in matters of this world. Just to close with Imam Chazal, the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Samach Aleph looks at this pasuk Yud Dalid, not the way Radak interprets it and most Meforshim, but rather as follows. They see in it, in the Pasuk itself, a dialogue between the angels and the Ribono Shel Olam. And when do they have this dialogue, this argument, this debate between God's angels and God himself? When Rabbi Akiva and his Chaverim are put to death, they're tortured to death by the Romans. And at that moment, the Haruge Malchus are being tortured and put to death in such horrible, horrible ways. Rabbi Akiva's flesh was combed with iron rakes, iron combs. So they say to the Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Mimsim Yodcha Hashem, Mimsim Mecheled, is David going to be put to death by the hands of people who are your tools, who are your hand, and they're going to have no reward? It's going to be die this way in such an ignominious, painful, shameful way? So God responds to them, the second half of the pasuk. No. Chelkom b'chayim. They will have their portion in the world to come. Yispu uvonim. Their future is assured. Their children, grandchildren will carry on after them. So this is Kapitel Yud Zayin, mainly following the approach again of Radak.